Cage. Marvel's Luke Cage series features Mike Colter as the leading man, and throughout the popular show, nuggets of black history show up between the action. It's set in Harlem. The backdrop alone might inspire historic name dropping, but the show is far more clever. Like in one scene, Luke and barbershop owner Pop, played by Frankie Faison, argue over authors Walter Mosley and Donald Goins, and their fictional heroes Easy Rollins and Kenyatta, respectively. In another scene, Luke Cage is seen reading Ralph Ellison's classic Invisible Man. There's also a moment where the hoodlum tries to shoot the bulletproof Luke Cage in front of the Crispus Attucks building, with the hero using the moment to teach the boy about Crispus Attucks and his role in black history. I mean, it's all throughout the show. There are several other instances of black culture presented throughout the show, like Pop's Barbershop, and most especially the music.
That's really cool.
It is. And I understand it's getting a lot of white backlash on social media.
They can't believe that there's an all-black TV show, and they're calling it
with a black superhero.
And how is it not? How is that not racist? Really?
Really?
Really? Yeah. There's a lot.
They're
of
saying it's racist. It's racist.
It's racist because it's an all-black show, and there are no white characters, main characters in this.
We didn't see anybody at the Daily Planet until they made it a movie. So
hello. And the only thing
that's true.
And only thing that's close to black on Batman was his outfit, his costume, his little
chill out and enjoy the show.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They're all upset, Sim.
I'm telling you, Tom.
Oh, they all up in
up in it. Yes, talking about how racist is this? Nobody's upset about this. It's like.
Well, you better not go see Birth of a Nation. It don't turn out too good for you in that one, all right?
You going, player? You going today?
Oh, yeah, I got to have it. I got to go. Got to go. And it's definitely going to be Negro.
Which
around.
Side are you going to take with you to the movie?
Oh, I'm not going to take anybody, Sip. I don't want any trouble.
Okay.
I don't want them looking at her funny.
I hope people support The Birth of a Nation. I really do.
Definitely go see that movie. Definitely, please.
And you went to see it, Sid.
Yes, I did. And when I came,
did you
out,
walk away? Did you walk away with an attitude?
No, I was just really, I was without words. And you know, they asked me when I came out of the movie, "What'd you think?" And I said, "I really don't have any words." I was so caught up by it. And then when I got in the car and somebody tried to cut me off, then you know, it came back to me what had happened, and then didn't end so well there. But I'm telling you, the conversations that come out of this, Tom, are really enlightening. It really is, and I hope people.
And what's? What is it?
No, go ahead.
What's with the people? I'm sick of all these slave movies. I get sick of hearing that.
Yeah.
I get sick of hearing that, man.
I don't understand it either, because I don't think we can talk about our history enough.
Enough?
And we don't talk about it enough. That's why we do it every day. And that's exactly why we do it every day.
And these movies just seek to bring the conversation out, because like they say, those who, you know, forget it are doomed to repeat it. And we're in a bad way. And especially with what's going on our streets now and talking about what happened with the Nat Turner Rebellion, we got to talk about these things and look at how some things, while they are changing, have remained the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to open show you today. How mad we can really get. Yeah.
And these
now, player, are you going to the movie with an attitude?
No, not at all.
You're not going to intimidate the little white clerk.
Give me two tickets to see the black movie, okay? Okay.
And I'm not even paying for it. Whoa.
And I ain't
paid for it already 400 years ago.
Okay, yeah, still haven't gotten my acres.
I want a free ticket. I want a free ticket to that Nat Turner movie, and I'm not paying for it.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
No trouble.
Security.
17 before the hour. This is the TJMS.